bells and flourishes leading into Hail to the Chief for President's Day this February 20th, 2023. Or is it? 642 on WSBW, 100.5 and 790. Siri or Alexa, perhaps it's WSBW.com. Your show that's sponsored by Paintbull, north of Shattuck and Saginaw on Bay Road. We guide you to Paintbull for the experience you can have for over 30 years, that the experience you've had when it comes to the minor automotive repair, or making sure now that you're finding the availability of the detailing and the rust proofing and the paint film protections and so much more. The Morning Team Show sponsor is Paintbull, Bay Road, north of Shattuck in Saginaw. 642 on WSW. So, President's Day.
Yes.
2023. Or, as I said, or is it? So, we've had these discussions before, and I think it's because, and we noted this last year. I remember these conversations from last year that we went through, because for the first time, I think, we noticed last year on the official calendar that we have posted in the studio. Yes, we have a paper calendar on the wall showing all 12 months. As much as the electronic calendars exist, sometimes it's just so much easier to be able to write on, erase, cross out, or just make reference, you know, so we have it. Yeah. But while President's Day exists, Washington's birthday, which would actually be Wednesday the 20th,
yeah,
and Lincoln's birthday on the 12th, they don't exist on the calendar.
Yeah.
And we thought that was odd. And so they just, it's become kind of, they're not recognized anymore individually as they perhaps were in the past. So it's just all encompassed.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, man. I mean, okay, fine, President's Day. But to take off those two dates that had been on most calendars for years, and I think last year was the first time we really had noticed it. This time I was doing a little digging, and why, I don't know. But I was trying to find out when this might have occurred. And then through some information that I'm finding, in fact, I saw something from USA Today, and then I went online to do some other stuff. It's as if President's Day never was officially declared President's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it says here that depending on the state, the date is officially recognized as President's Day, or is still officially recognized as Washington's birthday, or recognized as both Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthday, or in a couple of states, it's recognized as Washington's birthday along with another person.
Well, who's the other?
What? Oh, you're going to love that.
Okay.
You're going to love that.
Can't wait to hear.
So this is how it reads. It says that in January 1879, George Washington's birthday became the fifth federal holiday. Because this is 1879. That's when it was officially recognized as a federal holiday, along with New Year's Day, Independence Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Okay, fine. And Washington's birthday was first observed as a federal holiday in 1880, the year after. I get that, too.
Sure.
By the way, it's the first federal holiday to honor a single person's birth date. The only other holiday that honors a single person's birth date is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So when Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, there were those who wanted to make his birthday a holiday, too. That effort failed. However, several states observed Lincoln's birthday on their own as a state holiday. Fine, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Fast forward to 1968, when Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, the Holiday Act, which I wish it would be repealed. If there's any act that needs to be repealed, this is the one that offered up the three-day weekends.
Yeah. Wait. Why is that wrong?
Because that's the one that transferred Memorial Day from its traditional date of May 30th to the final Monday.
And it was last Monday of the month.
That had transferred Veterans Day even, but they changed that back.
Yeah, they changed that one back. But I mean, it keeps us with the, what do they call it? The unofficial start to summer. Right?
Labor Day
you can
Monday.
Still have it.
If it's
Memorial
moving around,
Day
you
Monday.
Can't have it.
Well, yeah, but you could still, I mean, but like a date like Memorial Day for what it means and what it.
But everybody knows what it means the last Monday of, it doesn't bounce around. It's always right there. It's always the last Monday in May.
Well, that Uniform Act that did that also moved Washington's birthday to the three-day holiday.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, since the law took effect in 1970, when it says, because of the way the calendar works, the third Monday never can be a February 20th. So Washington's birthday itself never can fall on the recognition of his anyway.
Oh my
right.
gosh.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets interesting. When that happened, Illinois Senator Robert McClory suggested that the renaming of the holiday should be to President's Day to also incorporate Lincoln's birthday.
Hmm.
But that suggestion was dropped. However, advertisers launched onto President's Day as another date to have sales.
Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
How do we honor a holiday in America?
Without a mattress.
You know,
you need
exactly
a good
right.
mattress.
You need a good mattress and a big TV, big screen TV on sale today.
Yes.
Just as George would have wanted it.
That's right.
But even though federal employees have the day as a holiday, the law never officially changed the third Monday of February to President's Day. It was never officially changed. It was always officially known as Washington's birthday. So officially, it still is Washington's birthday, even though most people refer to it as President's Day.
Yeah.
You'll note that a couple of national institutions, such as the National Weather Service and the Federal Reserve System, still continue to call that day as Washington's birthday. And in fact, if this information is correct, President's Day is recognized only in California, Hawaii, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, South Dakota, Texas, Vermont, and Washington. Nevada and Oregon, Alaska, Idaho, Maryland, Nebraska. So there's about 38 states that recognize it. Oh, gosh. I didn't realize this.
What's that?
In this breakdown I have, they have three different breakdowns of the states that celebrate President's Day. You know how they designate it? These states celebrate it as President's Day. Presidents with the possessive at the end of the S.
Uh-huh.
These states celebrate it as presidents with the apostrophe S. And these states celebrate it with no, just President's Day, no apostrophe at all.
Okay.
So I never even considered
that.
There's
confusion
on
exactly how to grammar it.
Oh, my God.
Now, it says here, these states use Washington's birthday alone, and Michigan's included in that.
Hmm.
It says, yeah. Washington's birthday is recognized in Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, and New York. I had no clue.
I didn't either. Neither did I.
And then a few states, Montana, Ohio, Utah, Minnesota, celebrate Lincoln and Washington's birthday together. And here's the other persons. So in Alabama, they celebrate it as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Okay, whatever. In Arkansas, it's George Washington and Daisy Bates Day.
Daisy.
And Daisy was president when?
Or what?
President of the Ladies Auxiliary.
I came this close to looking it up, but I said, no, I've got to stop somewhere. So somebody else could look up Daisy Bates Day. I'm not sure I want to know because only Arkansas celebrates it, but... Like I said, maybe others knew this, and I had no clue that, if I'm reading the information correctly, it's we note President's Day, but it was never officially declared as President's Day. It was always officially Washington's birthday, but we incorporated President's Day to thus honor all presidents.
In Arkansas, Daisy Bates was a huge civil rights
Yep, that's what I saw,
there.
Too.
Yes.
Okay. Huge civil rights activist.
Yes. All right, well, at least there was a prominence in history
yes,
for that.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right, I'll accept that, but
yeah.
Still... Could use some explanation here.
Yeah, right.
That
wow.
was, that we should all know her, I guess.
Well, and it's this date that we often talked about, you know, while George and Abe deserve their honoring. I remember last year, in fact, I have a note in my files that said that on every President's Day now we were going to try and honor those presidents who never got the recognition they deserved. And I was supposed to actually do a dissertation today on Franklin Pierce. That was the president that we mentioned last year. It's like, I said, okay, next year on President's Day, we're going to... But I'm not even sure it's President's Day anymore, so I can't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was hoping for one on William Harrison. I think that would have been...
Well, maybe in the future. But, let's get this date. Can we please just agree on what this date really is?